This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, conspiracy theorist, I got one for you. Just realized that when I call my mom on my cell phone, I pull up the phone keypad and dial in mom, that's 666. All right, y'all, let me know what that means.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Right off the rip, nobody can fuck with me. I'm out of space, mind and body, my soul and so on. Mommy, I'm fly is an understatement. Come to greatness.
I'm on my own planet, I'll do my own thing. Then turn around and pat myself on the back.
Nobody else, I go through it by myself. Say what you wanna say, but stick to the facts. It's all good. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J.D. Flan, and I sincerely thank you for taking a little bit of time out of your day to spend it with me. Talk some shit. Do what you know what we do at this point. We're gonna see how the night goes. Yeah, once again, I'm doing this late Sunday night. So, inspiration hits me at weird times. We're going to get through this one. My week this week hasn't been that bad. I feel like I got a secret. Like, I feel like I got a thing that I'm not ready to share with y'all. I'm mad transparent, as one fellow podcaster mentioned. I heard that this week and I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. But yeah, I think I got something that I don't want to talk to everybody about just yet. I look forward to the time when I am ready to talk about it. But right now it's my little secret. I got one. And it's not a negative thing. So it feels good. Feels good. Yeah. I don't know if that means anything to y'all for me to tell you I got something I'm not going to tell you, but I don't know. Par for the course. Anyway, I think I'm going to give updates on me and my sweet peas, bacon adventures from now on. We did our thing again this weekend. My mom sent down a bunch of stuff. She sent down, an apron and a little chef's hat and kids, kitchen utensils. She's got her own spatula and spoon and tongs and all kinds of measuring cups and the whole nine yards, man. So, we had a great time. We made some grilled cheese sandwiches in the oven with Monterey Jack cheese, which was a first for me. I'm an American dude. Keep it real simple. This was fancy for me, but we did that. She enjoyed that. And we made M&M cookies, which was pretty good. And yeah, I'm telling y'all this. It's nothing funny happened, nothing interesting. It was real cute to see her in her little chef's outfit. She was very proud of herself, and the cookies turned out great. Another proud dad moment. So yeah, I think I'm just gonna update y'all on Chef Elise's progress, because she's doing amazing things in the kitchen. Get ready. We talked about a food truck this weekend, so you got about 14-15 years before you gotta look out for it, but it's coming. Be ready. Elise's food truck be off the chain. I don't know what we're gonna cook yet though. Other than that, it was a week of epiphanies, man. Y'all broke me. Y'all have officially broken me. I've been in the real kumbaya, Mr. Nice Guy mode. I've been trying to, what can Flan do for you, and how to be positive and how to put a positive spin on a lot of the shit that I'm seeing, and how to, talk about some of this negativity in a not so negative way. But y'all have officially broken me. And my message to everyone this week is,
shut the f-
seriously. I'm tired. Dave Chappelle is my spirit animal, by the way. But gloves is off. No more Mr. Nice Guy, man. I'm
I'm not pulling punches. I'm getting out there now. I'm gonna start engaging and start having shit to say, and we gonna see where it go. I think I've been holding back way too much for no apparent reason, man. I want to start with the dumbest thing I saw this week, and this is how I'm going now. Like, if it's dumb, if it's bullshit, I'm just gonna call it bullshit. I'm tired of skating around issues. The dumbest shit I saw this week, just saw that today. This Daniel Sims thing. So I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with Daniel Sims. Hopefully you're not. And I apologize for bringing this to your attention, because I hate to give idiocy shine. But I really am more mad at the news outlets for covering this than I am at the dude. I think he has some issues. He and I should probably talk. But anyway, Daniel Sims, people are calling him the real life Clayton Bigsby. If you're not familiar with Clayton Bigsby, the character from the Chappelle Show, the black man that grew up blind, thought he was white and became like a high level member in the KKK. Daniel Sims is not that bad. He's not showing any KKK affiliations and not making any racist claims. But he does seem to have a sincere and deep love and appreciation for the Confederate flag. And was caught, excuse me. And was recently on a news segment sharing his feelings with the people about protest against the flag and Confederate monuments. Let's take a listen.
Regardless how the next person feel, I'm not gonna take my flag down. If I got anything to do with it, ain't no monument gonna come down.
Daniel Sims says he was adopted as a child.
My whole family's white. Went to all white school, grew up in an all white neighborhood. My grandfather was white, and he was the main one that fought in this war here, and he's taught me everything I know.
He explains how he'd feel if the statues and flag were relocated.
It may make my blood boil if they just come up here and feel like they could just tear it down. I don't see me still living if they do that right there. That monument ain't hurting nobody.
Man, he had an Apple Watch on the whole time, though. That to me, like that, I don't know why the Apple Watch makes it all bullshit to me, but it made it absolute bullshit, man.
Shut the
fuck up. Like, I gave this more shine than I like to give. I actually sought out Daniel Sims and I went to his Facebook page. So Daniel, if you're listening, you know, I checked out your Facebook page. You're interesting, dude. But yeah, my issue is one that for some reason this was news that, you know, like, I guess there's this black dude who really loves the Confederate flag, and I don't know why. Like, they didn't interview. I didn't see anybody else in the segment being interviewed about their feelings toward the Confederate flag. Like, they got this dude. Like, if he says it, like, that lends some sort of credibility to the argument. Because here's a black man that don't seem to be offended by the Confederate flag. I'm calling bullshit on it. Like, people are saying, like, you know, Dave Chappelle must have been a visionary for him to see this guy coming. I think this guy saw the Dave Chappelle skit and maybe modeled his life after. I'm not gonna say that. I'm guessing he was adopted, and he was adopted by a white family. Shouts to them. I don't know what they did or didn't teach him. I'm sure his grandfather wasn't the main guy fighting in that war. Like, the whole voice, all of it was just like, it was so lampoonish. I don't know if white folks don't catch it when somebody making fun of you, but that's what it felt like to me. Like, this dude was making fun of the whole thing. I did check out his Facebook page. It looked like going back to at least 2018, he'd been on this I'm a rebel, I'm a redneck Confederate flag kick. Don't know where it comes. He also talks a lot about depression and anxiety. I feel like you may have experienced some trauma, Mr. Sims, and some of this is acting out because of that trauma. And trauma is trauma. I don't know what it, maybe you were made fun of as a kid. Maybe there was some issues with you growing up in this, you know, house full of Confederate whites, Southerners, rebels, as you call them. I don't know. But I feel like you're going through something, bro. And I want to extend a hand, you know, I want to extend a hand, man. If you ever want to talk, homie, let's do it. Let's chop it up. Let's be rebellious together. I don't know. But man, it bothers me because, you know, I checked out the page and he got more Confederate flags. I didn't see an American flag on his page. I saw straight Confederate flag. Dude wears like Confederate flag hats, pants, it's everywhere. He wears one particular scarf around his neck damn near every day, according to Facebook, with the Confederate flag. I mean, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me, like, the whole argument about the Confederate flag and heritage and history. In my mind, the way I see it, and I'm trying to keep things to I statements, even as I call people bullshit. In my mind, the way I see it, the Confederacy is the single biggest threat to the United States of America there's ever been. Nothing came as close to tearing this country in half, destroying what this country was, than Confederacy. Nothing. Nothing. And all because it seemed like people don't like being told what to do. Rebellious. Like, I don't know. There's a lot. I mean, you can get into the history of it, or whether or not it was all mostly about slavery. If you read the Confederate Constitution, it mentions slavery in depth several times over and over again. It definitely was a pillar of what they, I mean, the document reads almost exactly like the U.S. Constitution, with the exception of all of the mention of slavery and how important and how much of a right owning slaves was. Yeah. But I digress. It seems like, you know, at least for Mr. Sims, that representing the Confederate flag is rebelliousness. It's not being told you can't come down here and tell us what to do and what to think. I'm not going to do his voice again, I promise. But but that's what I get from him. And that's what I get from a lot of people these days. Like, this fear of somebody telling you what to do. And I call bullshit on that, because that's so much of life, religion, love, relationships. Like, you going to jobs, like, everywhere you go, you're going to be in a situation where somebody gets to tell you what to do. You may have some options on that. You can do this or leave. You can do this or quit. You can do this, you know, or go to hell, whatever it is. But that's fucking life, man. You're going to get told what to do. And it seems like we pick and choose when to accept it. And we like to be rebels on other times. It reminded me of this snippet from a poem that was in the Black Star album. Shouts to Mos Def and Talib is going through it. I'm going to do an episode on that one day. I'm trying to get well informed on what the fuck happened to Talib Kweli and why shit has gone the way it's gone. But let me not go down that road. On the Black Star album, they did this snippet, which I've loved from the moment I heard it, because it encapsulates so much so perfectly. I was going to play it directly from the album, but nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it myself. But basically, and I'm probably paraphrasing, it says something like 4:30 in the morning. Like, can I do my little like black poetry slam shit? Like, somebody snap. Anyway, 4:30 in the morning. Not a car in sight. We sat four deep at a traffic light, discussing how dumb and brainwashed some of our brothers and sisters were, while we waited for a green light to tell us when to go. I think that's, yeah. I actually had some snaps on deck. I ain't think that far ahead. But I love that shit, because it's like, we all follow some sort of rule, even when they don't make sense. 4:30 in the morning, no cars coming. The red light is there to control traffic. It ain't no traffic. And you sitting, you know, at a red light, obeying the laws, obeying rules that somebody told you to, something somebody told you to do for some other people's safety, for your safety and other people's safety. You know, you're wearing a seatbelt, you're obeying traffic laws, but somehow, for some reason, when people tell you to do other things, like put on a mask, that shit infuriates you. That's taking your rights. I was going to save this for last, but I brought up the mask thing, so I might as well talk about it now. I'm engaging more on social media. I'm getting into these conversations. Like, I learned something about myself in last week's episode, where, like, I'm afraid to engage, and I'm afraid to become a part of these controversial conversations. And I think it's mostly a pride thing. I think I don't do it because I don't like being corrected. I don't like being I just like, you know, a lot of these people, I don't like being told what to do. I don't like being told that I'm wrong. And so if I'm not, like when you hear me speak, most of the time it's because I know I'm right. So I wish you would oppose me because I go all day on this one. I got you. I got time for you today. Let's do it. That's when I start speaking. I got to stop that because it allows me to sit in what could be wrong thinking. You know, like if I do have beliefs and things that I'm not even confident enough to express because I don't know. I don't believe sincerely in their validity, that I need to get out and test those beliefs and test those thoughts, you know, so that I can be more closely aligned with the truth, like not my truth. Because I told you how I feel about that concept of my truth and your truth and her truth and all that. I want to be more closely aligned with the truth. That should be my main goal in life. So, yeah. So I said all of that to say segues like a motherfucker. But anyway, tangents. I didn't even get into it because nobody responded. But I was ready for the battle. But I saw some stuff on there like from anti-masker people. For some people I went to high school with, like people I know, and I had no idea that we went on such divergent paths. But one people with the anti-masker thing, I'm not here to tell you what to believe and what to do, what you can and cannot do. That ain't my job. I will say it is very dangerous to misrepresent the Americans with Disability Act. I think some people are getting away with it because they're using bully tactics and they're pressuring people. They come in throwing legal jargon. And if the establishment doesn't understand their rights legally clearly enough, then they might bend to that pressure. So you might see somebody use these cards and these arguments out there and win. But in all honesty, while, yes, the Americans with Disabilities Act does protect against discrimination of people with disabilities, it does enforce that, you know, businesses or organizations, retail places have to make accommodations for people with disabilities. There are two things that in this argument aren't 100% true. One, people can ask you about your disability. The American with Disabilities Act provides some protection on when employers can do it, but other organizations aren't 100% covered under that. I can't ask you about your disability. You know that you can just walk in here and say, I have a disability that prevents me from wearing a mask, and you can't ask me about it, and you gotta let me rock. Like, not true. Businesses also, while they have to provide reasonable accommodations for people with disabilities, if providing those reasonable accommodations, you know, hinders the health and safety of other people at that business or at that organization, at that shop, then they don't have to do that. They don't have to hinder someone else's health and safety to provide accommodations for you. And that is an argument that could be used in this mask situation. So just be clear when you're walking around with these cards because you read it on some website that, you know, I don't know, you have these rights. These businesses have these rights as well. And you might see people wearing because not everybody understands it all. But like, that's dangerous. It's dangerous to think that that's the truth and you can pull that play with no consequences. It's bullshit. I'm calling it bullshit. And so basically that's the interaction I had on Facebook earlier this week. As I saw some people, they were actually posting a little card from the Freedom to Breathe agency, I think it is, or something like that. They were posting the card like, man, know your rights. And, you know, and it was getting into the whole woke thing. Like, you know, people just don't want to read. They don't want to do their own research. They don't want to, you know, don't want to think for themselves. So they'll let people tell them anything. And it's, you know, and it rubbed me the wrong way. Cause again, it's ego a little bit, you know, somebody telling me that I'm dumb or uneducated or uninformed and I refuse to be informed. So first thing I do, of course, I go to the Freedom to Breathe Agency website and I look up. I go into there what they list as their sources or their resources for information on why it is that mask mandates are unlawful and that they don't have to be followed. And I think I probably got like 4 or 5 documents in, and in every case, it was either a blatant misrepresentation of the document, a quote taken out of context, a document that had later been rescinded by the same people that posted it. All of the evidence was bullshit. And so, yeah, I responded to it just saying, like, it's dangerous to feed people this as fact, especially when you're like making it sound like the only reason you wouldn't identify with this as fact is because you don't read and you let somebody else dictate it to you. But pretty much you're trying to dictate it to somebody else without giving them all the information. And if they do go read, then they'll find out that what you're saying is bullshit. Man, I forget what my whole point on that was. But yeah, like the whole idea of rebellion and stuff like that. I feel like people just want to be contrarians for the sake of being contrarians. And that makes you almost easier to control than anything else. If I know that you will oppose whatever I say, I'll just say the opposite of what I want you to believe, because you're going to oppose it. And then you'll do the work. Like, I don't even have to provide support behind it. I just have to say the thing, let you oppose it, and let you go find all the evidence, search it out, and do all the mental gymnastics that it takes to make it make sense. It's how easy to control you make yourself when I can identify you as a contrarian. And I see that so much. I see that so many people that just got to say the opposite shit because I don't know, because I got to say the opposite shit. Because I guess it gives you a feeling of superiority or something like that. I saw two brothers arguing on Facebook the other day, and they were arguing. It was a Trumper, I guess, versus a anti-Trumper, whatever the word is for anti-Trumpers. And somehow it got to the system and racism in America. And the one guy was saying that, you know, the system is based on racism. And the other guy came back at that by saying that, no, the system is designed to keep minorities in a mind state of false oppression, which isn't true. You know, and so the one guy was saying the system is racist and set up for you to fail. And the other guy was saying, no, it just wants to keep you thinking that. but, you know, and I guess what he was trying to say, that, you know, he had this whole pull yourself up by your bootstraps sort of mentality. And I get that, like, he's saying that the bias in the system is no excuse not to be successful. It's still possible to be successful regardless of the bias in the system. But I think what he wasn't hearing was that he was agreeing with the other dude that the system is biased. And the fact that, and to me, the fact that yes, you can achieve success regardless of the system's bias is no excuse to allow the system to remain flawed. And so you had two dudes that was like arguing, both seeming like their end goal is for America to be great, for people to be successful, for people to find success, and for the system to support that. And but it felt like they had to say it in a way that either sounded smarter or different than what the other dude was saying, because there was no way they could agree and no way they could just say, oh yeah, it's like, I'm saying the system is racist, you saying the system is designed to keep minorities feeling oppressed. Well, I think another word you could use to describe that would be racist. But you can't say that. You gotta say it another way. For what? Like,
shut the f-
and listen. Shut the fuck up and just listen. And like, I don't know, man. It was interesting to me. It was interesting to me to see two people argue making the same point in different ways. It's crazy to me. But I don't know, at the end of the day, what it made me think of this week is like, and here's what I'm questioning for myself. Like, so I'm gonna try to come back to I statements. This is Flan trying to figure out Flan. when I'm out here trying to align myself with what I, with what I'm hoping is the truth, is to make sure that I am looking for the truth and not for corroboration. Like, because what I see a lot of times, because my question a lot of times when I'm in arguments with people who think differently than I do, especially when I feel like we've hit this impasse where we have like no common point that the argument can be made from. Like, if I can't agree with you on anything, that I don't have a, there's no way I can sway you. There's no place we can start, and then no shared experience we can start from. And then I can start linking things together to get, you know, to get you to see my point. But so when I get to that situation with people like that, I'm often like, you know, because I see the world so differently than you, I'm trying to understand like how you decide what's true or not. Like, I told a friend of mine, like, and he kind of embraced that. I told a friend of mine, like you the type of person that if I said the sky was blue, you would say the sky was purple. And then we just be fundamentally opposed. And you, and the way the internet is set up right now is you could probably go on the internet right now and search sky is purple, and there's an article that supports that shit. And it's like, so how do you, and so you got your article and I got my article. It's like, now, how do we decide what's the truth? Both, I got reputable sources or feel like reputable sources. Your source is reputable to you. My source is reputable to me. Is my source only reputable to me because they agree with me, and vice versa? Like, when we go out searching for the truth, when we go out searching to understand what's happening, are we looking for things that agree with how we already feel? And is that how we determine what's true and what's not true? What's not fake news? If it don't agree with me, oh, that's fake news. A lot of what I saw on that Freedom to Breathe agency site was, here you are agreeing with a certain group of people when they say the thing that agrees with you. When 2 months later, they rescind that statement because the situation has changed, science has changed, you know, the disease is more prevalent. Now that's fake news. Now that they've been contaminated somehow, they've been, you know, somebody shut them down, somebody shut their voice down. They're making another point now. They're using science to make that point, the same way they use science to make the point when it agreed with you, but now that it does not agree with you, coming from the same source, is fake. It can't be true. And I try to check myself with that. Like, do I only look for things that I agree with? When I'm going to look up something that I don't agree with, am I going to look at it to find the flaws so I can make poke holes in the argument? Or am I going to just see what the argument is and pull whatever truth there may be in there out? You know, I don't know what they say, like, eat the meat and leave the bone or something like that. You learn a lot of stuff in these recovery rooms. People say, I got cliches for days, folks. I'm your cliche man. If you need, I'm start putting more shirts out. But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm gonna stop with that because I want to make this less of this super deep shit. But I don't know. That's what I got. I'm going in from now on, man. Like, I see a lot of bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. I'm getting in these arguments. I'm down for it. I feel like if the only way I can test myself and to know if my Neanderthal points of view are really outdated or if the world has just gone crazy is to stand up and have these conversations with people. I thought about something I said last week about dying on the hill, and it struck me that, like, that's the problem with my mentality is, like, and that statement says that the only option I had was, if I say something that you disagree with, was to stand up on that hill and defend it until I get destroyed. You know, like, no opportunity for growth or change, no opportunity to hear something that may, you know, affect me or change my mind or make me find some middle ground or compromise. It was like, nah, if I'm gonna make this statement and people gonna get at me for it, I gotta be ready to defend it until I die. Yeah. And I don't have to be that way. Right now I'm trying to get out there and have these conversations and have these arguments and have these debates. So that I either, you know, I either walk away feeling like I've validated my point, or maybe I've picked up some new information that invalidates my point, or maybe somebody just said something that makes me question my point. But all three of those are positive outcomes, because I get closer to aligning myself with the truth, which is what I say is my overall goal. So I'm trying to check my motives. I'm trying to check, you know, what it is I'm actually trying to do. I'm trying to make sure I'm not out here, you know, doing this superiority thing and just trying to find a way to separate myself from people or feel like my point is I got more information than you got. This is me and what I'm trying to do. And I thought I would share it with y'all folks, because I love you so much. But that's all I got for this week, man. Yeah, as always, my homie Zaya Fitness on Instagram, hit him up. As I was talking about earlier with my little, I got my little secret that I got. Like, it's motivating me to do some things. I'm gonna definitely have to hit up Zaya and see if I can. I gotta get myself into some shape. Like, I gotta get myself back right. I'm gonna need that for what is to come. Also, my man, ttcharities.org. I thought it was very dope. Andrea from Drea's point of view, I just want to point out that this is not my charity. It's super dope that I guess maybe I've rep it so hard that you may think it is my charity, but it's not my charity. I have no affiliation with it other than I know the dude that runs it. We work together. Like, we're not even that close. We just worked together several years ago at the White House planning. But I digress. That's why did I throw that in there? Anyway, ttcharities.org. That's just my man. And the way I try to be is, if I know you and you're doing something dope, even if you, it don't have to be dope. If I know you and you're doing something and it's not negative, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't even necessarily have to like it. The thing is great. It just got to be a step in the right, a step forward or something, like, you know, a step. I'm gonna rep you, you know, to the fullest. So that's my man, ttcharities.org, Tavares Taylor. Always got something good going on, taking care of the people. Definitely provides you with options when you feel like there is no, you don't know how to respond to things. You can hit up that website and he can talk to you about, you know, reaching out to your congress people, or about just donating food to a food drive, or clothes so dudes can go to interviews, or books for school, you know. Whatever it is, they always got something going on. They're taking care of their people. So yeah, I encourage you to hit up ttcharities.org. See what you can do to help. I got merch. Ben had merch. I keep coming up with new merch. Hit up whatistws.com/store. It's a link to say merch on the website. If you forget the slash, I don't know. It's a million ways to get there. You get the dopeness shirt. I got three different logos. We got mugs. I got wall art. I got hoodies. I think it's dope. If you ever felt like you wanted to support the show, that's a way to do it. You support the show by just listening. That's really all I need. But if you really want to rep, go get a shirt, go get a mug, whatever it be. And I will appreciate you for it. I think that's really all I got, folks. Thanks for listening. Another good week. Hope y'all have a good week. Shit is crazy, but don't let it drive you crazy. Base your opinion on fact, not your facts on opinion. That's my last cliche for tonight. But with that being said, until we speak again, be safe and be the light. And I'm going to rock out to whatever I got programmed into this button. All right, peep. Be cool.
And if your blood weren't running through my veins, I would probably cut y'all off too. Yep, cause every time y'all come around, y'all be hollering that whoop-de-woo, blah-zay-blah, he say, she say, oh my God, shut the fuck up. Keep it running, Ali. Every time you come around, you be hollering that whoop-de-woo, blah-zay-blah, he say, she say, so tell him shut the fuck up. Tell him shut the fuck up.